Good afternoon, and today this is Chapter 5 of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. 15 years passed by very quickly. Sometimes he even saw Nellie venturing in now and again. She grew just as he knew she would, because he had grown, and so did humans grow. The first day she had appeared, he sidled up to her as she recognised her cat from long ago. "So, this is where you came to that day, you naughty pussy cat. But I guess you really aren't naughty, because I heard tell in the village what a fine mouser you are. You're very popular, so I forgive you for running away like you did. The stories people tell of you, I often wondered who they were talking about, so I came in to tell my mamma and papa today just to see. And here you are. Oh, Benjamin, I hear you saved all of these beautiful books from being endangered. What a proud person you've made me. I'm so glad you have found your calling, even though we do miss you at home. I know you can't ever leave. You're so important around here. Will it be okay if I come visit you now and again? It's a very long way, so I won't be able to come too often, but I will come see you sometimes. Will that be okay?" And with that, Benjamin rubbed his head along her legs before spying another tail, which had him scampering off in the direction it was going. Yes, 15 years. He lay quietly reveling in that smell, thinking of all the wonderful meals and adventures he had had in this house of books. "My friend," he called, "it's time for me to leave."
"Leave, Benjamin? Why are you leaving us?" the smell sadly replied.
"Because my work is done now, and I'm going to where all cats go, to a place where there is always sunshine and love."
"Oh, I understand, Benjamin. I guess time has passed, and cats are not immortal as are we who stand here yellowing in the temperature cooled air.
Yes, we have been special friends all of these years, and now it's time for me to say goodbye. You'll have to go searching for another such as I. I'll wait until you return, but be quick, as I can hear another calling me just as you did that day so many years ago." And without further ado, the smell quickly ventured out into the snow to find another such as Benjamin. Ah, thankfully I do not have to go far this time, as Benjamin made sure he would have someone ready when it was his time to go. "Oh yes, there she is, just over there." And so it was that a statue was erected to the fond memories of Benjamin, so kindly thought of even to this day, of the safety and security he had brought to the House of Books. And ever after, his progeny has continued to safeguard those very same books many, many years into the future. And that is the story of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. And this is Debbie Nicholson.